together, better than birds of a feather. You and me, we change the weather. Yeah, I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
Oh yeah, I'm a sucker for Devil Radio. 844-967-2789. We're down to the last segment already. Yeah, but you know, in 2020, they doled out $2.3 trillion in that first like bailout, but like 900,000 or 900 billion of it went out in these PPP loans, and like a whole bunch of them, almost all of them probably didn't have to pay them back. I know they said like some people got scammed, right? And had to give it back, or they were scamming, and they, you know, got, apparently, the list has to be longer than what it is. It's like a whole bunch of legislators. But on top of that, the people that really irritate me are the ones I see on TV in the commercials when I'm just trying to chill and get away from it all, right? Oh, yeah, I need a Franklin Graham commercial. Or Mike Huckabee, better yet. Oh, yeah, former politician, musician. Oh, yeah, now I got this stuff to help you sleep because I have troubles. I'm sure you have trouble sleeping at night, dude. You're evil. Evil doesn't sleep. And the worst is Joel Osteen. I call him Blinky, because when he's up there, you watch him. I turn it on just to get a good... Here, give me my Michigan blend here. Let me get that there. Okay, now I can turn on Joel Osteen and laugh at that crazy sumbitch. Right? He's up there, blink, 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 cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Remember when the plumber found all that money inside the wall? $600,000.
It's... When you think about it.
And the plumber, dumbass, he tells him about it. I would have skated out of the... Yeah, I'll be back next week to finish this. South America, here I come. Wow. It's hard to take. It really is. And all these suckers for you guys, right? That are throwing their money in there. And I called the Franklin Graham line. I'm not kidding you, man. It's a prayer line. I'm like, dude, I'm praying for you. You shouldn't be working for this. Like,
can we get
this guy's guilty of blasphemy. I said he's used God's name to enrich himself and lead the flock astray. You know, he got it from his dad, but his dad wasn't as obvious as he is. He came to Madison, man. Oh, I blew the vuvuzela that day. Yeah, and some drunk guy came after me and grabbed the horn and started twisting it up. And I went back and took it away from him. And I go, you're probably going to see the cops. I go, oh, here they come. And they gave him a ticket. But in the news, you know, Capital Times said that they confiscated my vuvuzela and I was ticketed. And the cop and I were both like, what? Well, they wouldn't correct it. Anyway, enough about me. Let's go to Joanne. Thank you for calling.
Great show, and a shout out to Martina. She is an amazing human being, and again, gave me a great idea for a Lefties Hall of Fame. You know how you're talking about.
Oh, awesome. And make a pizza box with her. Actually, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now that my friend's collection that everybody was signing, you know, back in the protest days, that's got everybody on it. Okay? I'm telling you, Martina's on there. Nettie McGee's on there. I'm on there. You might be on there. I don't know. I did it for several months. And no Republican signed it except one dad of a family.
Yeah, we got to put that somewhere where everybody can see it. I mean, we have to have shrines because, again, I respect so much what our military people do, but we see the military people, but we don't have... The peace warriors and the diplomats and the people like you who spread the good word all the time and work so hard for us, we don't have them commemorated in the same way. So I hope that Martina is listening and thanks so much for everything she did.
Yes, and I appreciate all those comments. And you're right. I mean, that's it. They're heroes, man. I remember when Lars Pripp passed away. And it came quick. And it always does, because we're not, you know, people aren't out there complaining outside of me of having any illnesses. But I'm not. I'm doing the same thing they are. These people that we're talking about, that we have to continue carrying the torch, because I probably wouldn't have shown up or decided to carry it on if I hadn't run into all these people. And of course there are going to be losses. But your soul was fed by these people, man. And continues to be. It's like I still think of my dad. I don't, you know, it's not so much that I mourn for him. I'm like, Dad, I'm still trying, man. I'm not all the way there. But thank God for having my mom and dad and having access and to education, if nothing else, right? Even though I blew my college opportunities. Let's go to Mark in the sack. You notice how everybody knows who Martina is? Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you got all these jokers out there that are still fleecing the flocks, these guys that are supposedly ministers, but they're basically fleecing the flock, and that, and they continue to do it. Their whole life is just based on fleecing the flock. I mean, that, you wonder sometimes if they ever really had a honest, you know, commitment to anything, but, and our language is set up such, you know, the warriors that are fighting for peace, you know, and that's the way our language is structured. You know, it's kind of ironic. Somebody's, you know, using the term war when you're actually, you know, promoting peace and peaceful action rather than, you know, military confrontation. But, I mean, that we have to recognize all our heroes. And you brought up before that these guys that with the PPP loans that, yeah, and there's some of the guys that are shouting the loudest about the loan forgiveness. Well, what Marjorie Taylor Greene got, like, over $180,000 forgiven. Matt Gaetz was a clip pushing $500,000 forgiven. Robin Voss was, what,
$250,000? $297,000. Like Senator Balwick, $500,000. And Adam Jerknow Jarkow, that was trying to run for attorney general, took, like, $47,000 and $48,000. Two different payments, yeah.
You know, it is.
Joel Osteen's church, $4.4 million.
Yeah, and what it's just mind-numbing and jaw-dropping when you see this stuff. That it just, and you know, and frankly, I'm not surprised. I mean, I was distrustful of these guys way back when I was a kid. I mean, there's just something that I just sensed wrongness about the way they were, you know, preaching this whole thing. And now it's the gospel of prosperity, and Ayn Rand is their saint, and it is just sad.
Yeah, it is. And thanks again for calling in, Mark. And the thing about, you know, Lars Pripp, Nettie McGee, Martina, they're the people that are always picking up the pieces after people create these disasters and have been forever. Just too many people don't give a damn anymore in my world. Did I tell you I'm going to go across the Great Pond this week?
That's what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Not the... You know, to go to the UK or anything.
I know what you mean.
Like
well, yeah. you didn't like put on an accent when you said it. Like you're prepping
good
to.
Good point, man. I should have leaped at the pond.
I mean, you went with your regular Wisco accent.
Wisco. You know, I think it's time to step it up again. I know that now that the nurses have decided, yes, I'm going to be around for that stuff, okay? I'm going to be there. I'll be out there standing outside the hospital. I will go after the Board of Regents. Oh, no. Here he comes. He's scary, isn't he? Not a threat. I'm just going to show up and embarrass your asses like you need to be. They don't have any shame in their world. I will create it for them.
Let me just say something about nurses real quick. My wife has been a nurse and was a nurse for almost 15 years in a variety of capacities. And, you know, people want to talk about... how much responsibility, how much nurses have to know what they are liable and responsible for. And on top of that, they're the ones that actually give patient care. The care is in what they're doing. So come on, they deserve to be compensated very well.
Let me tell you about when I had my kidney taken out and when I woke up, it was not good. It was not good. I didn't feel like I was going to make it through and I couldn't sleep. And I was just in so much stress from having an organ taken out and just not dealing. My body just couldn't adjust to it quick enough. And this male nurse came in and I can't remember his name. His very unique name. And he came from the hood in Chicago and he wanted to be a doctor and he got out of there and he went to school and he became a nurse. And thank God that he was there that night. He came in and I said, can you just talk to me for a few minutes? And he talked to me for 5 or 10 minutes and told me his story and he was smiling. And it was at that point that I relaxed. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't, I try to go to sleep, and then I'd look, and it was like 2 minutes later again. It was awful. Yes, they are the most important people in my world, obviously, right now, are doctors and nurses at the UW. But, it extends to just healthcare in general. That's what I did for my whole career. I took care of people that had to live their lives out in wheelchairs, man. Don't regret it for a minute. And I don't regret for making an end of the show or sacrificing that hour for you in a couple weeks, dude. No problem. Anyway.
Hey, I appreciate that. It's time for this, though.
Yes. Awesome. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Almost forgot, didn't you? I mean, me. Jeff's Guitar Clinic, man, for all your guitar needs. And, oh, you can get hand-built new guitars. Oh, we're getting down there quick. Hurry up. Yeah, Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Check it out, jeffsguitar.com. He's got some pretty cool videos. Let that do all the talking. We'll be back next week. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. That's Devil Radio in Madison. And caw-caw, the Shaw at 540 AM, 101 FM. And we'll be back next week, man. Thanks a lot. I'm getting married after graduation. Had a little baby girl.